KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some high school sports from the weekend and high school girls volleyball play. Lots of tournaments over the weekend. In the Atlantic tournament, it was St. Albert winning the title as they swept the field, going 5-0 in their matches on Saturday. Glenwood, the runner-up, going 4-1. Underwood ended up 3-2. Trainer 2-3. Winterset 1-4. Atlantic 0-5 in that meet on Saturday. Atlantic falling 2-1 to Trainer and losing in 2 straight to Winterset, Glenwood, Underwood, and St. Albert in that Saturday tourney. Also at the Griswold tournament on Saturday, it was ACGC winning the title. They went 5-1. Southwest Valley and Riverside also both went 5-1 in their matches. But ACGC had a better game record during the course of those matches at 10-2, so they win the title. Southwest Valley, the runner-up, and Riverside third. Griswold was 3-3. IKM Manning and Denison both went 2-4. Exira EHK 0-6 in that Saturday meet. At the Shenandoah tournament on Saturday, it was Lennox and Stanton each going 5-1. Lennox wins the title. It was Creston 4-2. Shenandoah and Fremont Mills each going 3-3. Also, Missouri Valley went 1-5, Bedford 0-6 in that meet Saturday. At the Southeast Polk Tournament, both Abraham Lincoln and Red Oak were participating. AL defeated Red Oak 2 games in a row. Red Oak swept a pair from Marshalltown and Des Moines East. Marshalltown beat Abe Lincoln, and Abe Lincoln topping Des Moines East as well. In bracket play, it was Abe Lincoln defeating Urbandale 2-0. West Des Moines Valley beat Red Oak 2-0. Also at the South Central Calhoun Tournament on Saturday, Harlan picked up wins over Kingsley Pearson, East Sac County, Kemper Catholic, and also over River Valley before losing to Ridgeview and also to South Central Calhoun. For Kemper Catholic, they swept all five of their matches, losing only to Harlan on Saturday. Otherwise, they defeated Kingsley Pearson, East Sac County, Ridgeview, South Central Calhoun, and River Valley. Also at the West Monona tournament, it was MMCRU beating Boyer Valley. Logan Magnolia topping Boyer Valley. Boyer Valley beating West Harrison. Logan Magnolia topping Woodbine. West Monona beat West Harrison. Logan Magnolia over West Monona. West Monona beat both Woodbine and Boyer Valley. Boyer Valley beat Woodbine. And it was Logan Magnolia topping West Harrison and MMCRU in action on Saturday. Also Saturday in high school cross country, Lewis Central hosting its cross country meet. On the girls' side, it was Harlan winning the team title with 33 points. Glenwood with 52 points, the runners-up. Lewis Central with 112 was third. Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and AHSTW round out the top five. Individually, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center was the champion, with Lucy Borkowski of Harlan running second. Rachel Mullinex of Glenwood was third. Kaya Beaker of Harlan was fourth, and Haley Bach of Lewis Central placing fifth. Also, Harlan's Brecken Van Bale finished in sixth place. Her teammate Abby Albertson was 10th. Glenwood had a couple of runners, Emma Hughes and Aaron Schultz, placing 7th and 8th on Saturday. On the boys' side, Thomas Jefferson won the team title with 52 points. Lewis Central with 77 was the runner-up. Plattsmouth, Nebraska with 90, placing 3rd. Tri-Center was 4th, and Glenwood placing 5th in that meet. Among the top 10, Wemac Gilo of Thomas Jefferson wins the meet, with Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson the runner-up. Stockton Graham of Plattsmouth was 3rd. Stephen Hornberg of Abe Lincoln was 4th, and Connor Lanciel of Lewis Central placing 6th in that meet on Saturday. Brett McGee of Tri-Center ended up in 8th place overall in that meet. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes outlasted the Iowa State Cyclones in a game that saw two lightning delays of nearly 3 hours to win 18-17 Saturday in Ames. That one-point win was the closest margin in the 67 games the two have played and gave Iowa its fifth straight win in the series. In the winning locker room, Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz said his team did what it needed to do in some pretty tough circumstances.
Very proud of our team, our staff, you know, the resiliency that they showed throughout the entire game. And you know, one thing you almost bet on in this series, it's going to be a four-quarter game. Today was certainly obviously that. And
Iowa recovered a punt that went off the back of an Iowa State player late in the game and was able to run out the clock after it looked like the Cyclones were going to get a chance to try and win the game on a final drive. Ferentz says that's the way the whole game went.
A lot of ups and downs, including the weather. You know, hard to script to prepare for that. But, yeah, the bottom line is, you know, it was a real test of mental toughness, physical toughness. I thought our guys did a great job against a team that played extremely well, and they're an outstanding football team, too. So, you know, we're just thrilled to get the victory.
Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley made some big plays late in the game to help his team win, and he talked about how he handled the delays.
Kind of just went over the game plan in my head, you know, asked the questions that I needed to ask, and then, you know, just kind of relaxed, made sure I was, you know, eating some food, staying hydrated, making sure that I had energy, you know, because it was an extremely long game.
Defensive end A.J. Epenesa says he made sure he got a sandwich during that second weather delay.
I was so hungry, but, I mean, it's frustrating that that happens, but that's how it goes. I mean, every team has experienced a rain delay, and if there's lightning in the area, there's lightning in their air, and there's rules, and so you follow the rules and you get after it.
Iowa moves to 3-0 on the season. They now have a bye week this week. Two turnovers proved costly for Iowa State in that loss, the last one coming with a minute and a half remaining when Datron Young collided with Deshante Jones on a punt return, and the Hawkeyes recovered.
Frustrating because it was our detail that really earned us what happened at the end of the football game and in the fact of a loss. And, I think some growth from, certainly a lot of growth from week one to week two, but unfortunately the growth and the detail and the discipline, which is on the head football coach, because that's my job, that's my responsibility. And obviously I didn't do a good enough job to make sure that those things were shored up, because it's really what caught us tonight.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says he'd like more consistency from the offense, better tackling on defense, and better play on special teams.
Those are all things for me that are correctable. That's why it's way more on coaching than it is one of those kids in the locker room. So we got to do a better job, and it'll start with me.
Campbell feels the Cyclones handled those nearly 3 hours worth of weather delays pretty well.
I thought we handled that really well. You know, I thought we came out from both of those situations and put points on the board and did some really good things. So, you know, I don't think, unfortunately, I'd love to blame something else, but, it's really not. It's us.
Cyclones will host Louisiana Monroe coming up on Saturday as they move to 1-1 on the season. Well, California and Arizona State have moved into the AP Top 25 college football poll to give the Pac-12 six ranked teams. That's the most for that conference in almost 4 years. A weekend filled with blowouts left the top half of the poll mostly unchanged. Clemson remains number one, Alabama number two, followed by Georgia, LSU, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Auburn, and Florida. Iowa moves up one spot to number 18 in this week's poll. In the NFL yesterday, Patrick Mahomes bounced back from the first scoreless opening quarter of his career in the regular season by throwing four touchdown passes in a near-perfect second period. And that led the Kansas City Chiefs to a 28-10 win over the Oakland Raiders, a game heard here on the radio. Elsewhere in NFL Week 2 action, Detroit beat the L.A. Chargers 13-10, Indianapolis over Tennessee 19-17, Dallas beat Washington 31-21, Seattle over Pittsburgh 28-26, Green Bay topping Minnesota 21-16, Buffalo beat the New York Giants 28-14, Houston edging Jacksonville 13-12, Baltimore beat Arizona 23-17, San Francisco over Cincinnati 41-17, New England pounded Miami 43-0, Chicago over Denver 16-14, the LA Rams beat New Orleans 27-9, and Atlanta over Philadelphia 24-20. A person with direct knowledge of the situation says the NFL plans to meet today with a woman who says she was raped by New England Patriots receiver Antonio Brown. Brown's attorney said Brown and Brittany Taylor had a consensual personal relationship and says Brown plans to counter sue. The Saints have signed Sean Payton to an extension running through the 2024 season. Coach Payton had been earning about $9 million a year in a contract that was due to expire after the 2020 season. In baseball yesterday, Ryan Braun hit a go-ahead grand slam off of Junior Fernandez with two outs in the ninth inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-6 to keep up their playoff push, winning for the ninth time in 10 games. Milwaukee remained one game behind the Chicago Cubs for the second National League wild card and closed within three games of the National League Central leading Cardinals. Washington beat Atlanta 7-0. Chicago pounded Pittsburgh 16-6. Colorado over San Diego 10-5. San Francisco beat Miami 2-1. Cincinnati over Arizona 3-1. And the LA Dodgers beat the New York Mets 3-2. In the American League, Wade Miley bounced back from two disastrous starts with six strong innings, and Josh Reddick's five hits included a two-run homer as the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 12-3. Also in the AL, Toronto beat New York 6-4, Cleveland over Minnesota 7-5, Baltimore beat Detroit 8-2, Oakland over Texas 6-1, LA Angels beat Tampa Bay 6-4, Seattle over Chicago 11-10. Interleague play saw Boston beat Philadelphia by a final of 6-3. And in racing, Martin Truex Jr. won the opening race of NASCAR's playoffs to earn an automatic berth into the second round. Truex's victory Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway was his series best fifth of the season and again cemented Joe Gibbs Racing as the team to beat in this 10-race playoff series. JGR has 14 wins this season. Truex chased down Kevin Harvick, who was slowed by traffic, to cut into Harvick's lead and eventually make the pass for the win on the outside with 20 laps left. The top nine finishers were all playoff contenders as Truex was followed by Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, William Byron, Kyle Larson, and reigning series champion Joey Logano. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.